Shkoyach. Good morning, all.
Good morning,
Baba. We began discussing yesterday the idea of the brachas of Shechianu and Atov Amitiv, that when you receive something new, or that, before we get there, when you have a new holiday, you come to a new time of year, whatever it is, you say Shechianu. And so the halacha applies equally when you buy a new house, or even if you build a new house, if you have such a fortune to do so. So you would make a Shechianu. And any sort of time you have a significant event of acquiring something in your life, then there is an idea to make a Shechianu v'kiyamanu v'gyanu bazman hazeh. There is a halacha that when a person buys new clothing, that in addition to saying Shechianu, you should also say the bracha of Malbish Arumim. That's the bracha that we say every single morning in the list of brachos, and it's the bracha of thanking Hashem for clothing the naked. There is a question as to what sort of clothing a person should ever make a Shechianu on. Some poskim say that you really never make a bracha on any sort of clothing except for like a new talus or a new pair of sissis perhaps. But most poskim seem to assume nowadays that something like a suit, something that is significant enough that you spend, you know, $200, maybe even more than that, on that sort of article of clothing. So that's what you would make a bracha on, or you make a Shechianu on. But anything less than that, like a new shirt for $25 or something like that, even though, again, $25 is not nothing, but at the end of the day, it's not so significant. So therefore, you probably would not make a Shechianu on any of those things. Perhaps you might consider saying the bracha of Malbish Arumim. Finally, when it comes to a person purchasing a new garment, there is a custom to say the words Tevaleu Techadesh, which means you should, congratulations on purchasing this one, and you should be zochi, you should merit to purchase future articles of clothing, that Hashem should give you the ability to continue to clothe yourself. However, when it comes to purchasing clothing made of leather or made of other sort of animal, let's call them animal byproducts, so it's quite controversial in halacha to say such a comment, because although halacha is not adamantly against those types of things, don't tell Pita, but so even though halacha is not totally against those types of things, we don't give the bracha that a person should acquire something new that is an animal byproduct, because we understand that an animal has to be killed in the process, and as a result, we try our best not to give the bracha, even though, again, halacha is not against it per se, but although halacha is against torturing animals, but halacha is not against using these types of things, but we don't give the bracha that another animal should die, because that's just not appropriate. But any other sort of article of clothing, we would give such a bracha. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.